Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSign.com for Thursday, November 18. For all of our podcasts, articles, and references, visit ValueSign.com. Today, how new home sales point to trouble for consumers. Then economic reports and earnings just ahead. Well, a couple of interesting economic reports emerged today. First up, initial claims for unemployment, as close to unchanged as you can possibly get. 268,000 initial claims this week versus 269 last week. I call it a dead heat. And we would, after all, like to see a little more momentum out of the labor markets right now. Then we had a whole slate of economic reports coming out of my hometown of Philadelphia, the Philly Fed report. Good news until you get to prices. The very good news was that the Philly Fed Manufacturing Index leapt by 15 points to 39. That's an incredible bounce, even if we're not yet back to total expansion. But then came prices. The price index for November so far is up an astonishing 9 points. Now subtract that from the 15-point jump in manufacturing, and suddenly things don't look quite as rosy. Interesting news coming on Saleo Morosa, the Biden nominee for Comptroller of the Currency, who we talked about earlier this week. In addition to her somewhat Marxian leanings, Fox News is currently reporting that she does have a criminal misdemeanor record, having pled guilty to shoplifting when she was younger. Now, in another age, I would have said that would have sealed her fate. But today, who knows? Anything goes. Stay tuned now for today's market comment. How declining home sales may point to trouble for consumers. Well, yesterday we had the latest report on housing starts, that time when construction actually begins, foundations are laid, and a new home starts to come together. Exciting times. And for economists, the unmistakable signs of a positive uptick in housing. Now, yesterday, housing starts took another hit. It was the third month in a row for housing starts to come in lower. And when you step back and look at it, starts are now running fully 12% below the level reached just 7 months ago in March. So what accounts for this growing and very negative trend? You see, real estate has been one of the very few, very reliable positives in this shaky economy. Now, Wall Street was quick to attribute the current decline to the rising cost of construction. And without a doubt, that is a very real negative. But I have a couple of friends who are real estate developers, and they're a hardy lot, not easily dissuaded from starting that next new project. Yes, cost is a factor, but there has to be more to this story. And it was pretty easy to put it together. The number one players in this economy and the principal real estate buyers are what economists call the consumer, and you can clearly see that there is a three-month trend in real negatives for our consumers. Starting in the late summer, around August or so, things started to really turn down for the average American. By that time, the stimulus checks were behind us, the lockdown was over, and life was beginning to return to a semblance, at least, of normal. Now, the first thing to hit our average Americans, our consumers, this year was inflation. And inflation really began back in April, when for the first time, inflation went well above the Fed's target of 2%. That month, it came in at better than 4% inflation. But don't worry, inflation is only temporary, we all thought. Hardly. It turned out that inflation was here to stay, rising every month since then, and literally driving the price of food and gas through the roof. This directly affects all of us by forcing us to pay up for these vital goods and thereby reducing our disposable income, which incidentally is down a whopping 17.5% from its peak last March. And there's nothing that makes you feel more broke than having an empty checkbook at the end of each month. There is, however, another, more pernicious aspect to the skyrocketing inflation, one that economists have a tendency to overlook. Inflation like we're seeing now forces you to spend more. It's not an option to buy gas for those who commute to work. and it's not an option to buy the food you need to eat. Consumers spend more when inflation runs out of control. They have to. It's not their choice. Combine that with the drive to make everyday purchases now before prices go even higher. That's another pernicious aspect of high inflation. And you'll see a rise in consumer spending just like you're seeing right now. But it's not a healthy rise like we normally expect from consumer spending. It's a rise driven by necessity and driven by the expectation of higher inflation-driven prices. So for the average American, the consumers in our economy, two major events are happening simultaneously. Their income is declining, both real income and nominal income last month at least. Stimulus checks are over, and their real income is declining in the face of those higher and possibly rising inflation numbers. But perhaps even more importantly, the average American's view of our economy is changing. Gone is the image of a stable-priced environment when food and energy especially don't change very much. In its place is an economy that suffers from higher and higher prices each and every month. And what's worse, the powers that be in Washington seem helpless to do anything about this situation. All this is reflected in the twin surveys that the University of Michigan took recently. The consumers' view of current conditions and of their expectations for the future. Both surveys are now down 25% from their highs reached just 5 or 6 months ago. We don't like where we are, and we don't like where we're going. And this, it seems to me, is the driving force in the U.S. economy currently. The consumer, the largest player in our economy, representing fully two-thirds of all business activities, the consumer is not a happy camper. They're in a place they don't like, and they fear that things may get even worse. Now, against that background, you want to buy a house? And that's thevalueside.com for Thursday, November 18. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.